Welcome to Sacred Fame Podcast. I'm Kasia Rashfall, energy magician and healer for intuitive leaders. Sacred Fame is the art and science of seeing and knowing and being yourself so that you can be seen, known, and paid for doing the things you love and making an impact in the world. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is Kasia Rashfall. Welcome to Sacred Fame. I want to tell you a story about how a horse bit me this summer and what I learned from that. So it was actually a pony named Pi. I was having a session with a very good friend of mine and a brilliant equine therapist. And I'm sitting in the paddock and sort of talking about what it is that I'm, you know, experiencing, going through, my intention, and all of those things that you do at the beginning of a session. And she's receiving information and the horses are kind of off in the distance a little bit. All of a sudden, the little one, there's three of them in total, so two large full-size horses and a pony, and the pony beelines it for me and bites me on the left knee. And I'm okay, you know, nothing bad happened, didn't draw blood, nothing, there's not even a bruise, it just nipped and it hurt. And so what that did is just like broke open this floodgate of tears that I was not allowing myself to shed. Ugly crying, snot, all the things. And in the moment that this was happening, I was feeling this tornado of emotion, right? There was a lot of, I was like, what the fuck? Don't bite me. So I was mad. Of course, I'm feeling all this sadness, like lots and lots of grief. And I can hear my mind starting up going like, what's the lesson? What's the lesson? What does all this mean? And this other part of me that's like, I don't fucking care what the lesson is. Like, I'm just going to be here ugly crying. Anyway, session went on. My friend practitioner was, you know, she talked me through it all. She held obviously beautiful space. She's very gifted at that. And I realized two things from that. And I'm sharing this story because there's just such important wisdom here that, like, I knew it before, but this really cemented it. And I want to share it with you because perhaps it'll help you. I know it'll help you. So when you go through something really difficult, even if it's not difficult at all, when you're going through something, whatever it is you're feeling is what it is. It's what you're feeling. When it gets really hard is when we try to change what we're feeling, right? We try to either stop feeling it, think our way out of feeling it, God forbid, invalidate what we're feeling by pretending we're not feeling it, that it's actually something else, or look for the nugget right away, right? So when we do all of that, we do invalidate ourselves. We invalidate the experience that we're having in the moment by trying to change it in some way. And those two sort of voices that I, you know, felt inside myself, the what's the nugget? What do I have to learn here versus I don't fucking care, illustrates that so beautifully. Because how many times have you been in a tough spot where the emotions are welling up and you want to rage or you want to grieve or you want to be, you know, sad or disappointed or even embarrassed or whatever it is, and you scrounge around trying to feel something other than what it is you're feeling? Or even worse, and I know I've done this, like I'm definitely guilty of doing this in the past, and I've had people do it to me, where you're sharing something with someone and that person's like, oh yeah, you just gotta let that go. Or they try to jump in and fix it for you with some solution, or they try to coach you through it, thereby also invalidating your experience. Unless you ask someone for their advice or for help with something, honestly, it's best just to hold space for someone who is going through something without trying to make it better or change it in some way. And that's the first thing I learned and I remembered, right? But it landed in such a deep way. I've talked about this before. I carry the archetype of the sacred teacher, right? I'm a ruling number 7 in numerology. And what that means is I will learn by doing. And then I will
synthesize or integrate that, and then I'll share about it. So I learned this on a deeper level, that it's okay for me to not want to find the nugget, not want to find the silver lining in a situation in the moment it's happening. And it's okay for you not to do that. It's okay for anybody not to do that, because we know, right? We understand logically that everything happens for a reason. There's no coincidences. Everything's connected. There's signs all around us, and everything is here to teach us something. But that doesn't mean we need to understand all the layers of something immediately, or immediately look for something, because that invalidates our experience. That causes us to not see ourselves. That causes us to sometimes even bypass what it is we're feeling, which causes a huge amount of emotional, physical, physiological pain. Sometimes it can lead to illness when we stuff shit back down and not want to look at it because it's uncomfortable, because we would rather be, feeling something else, something that feels better. And so I'm sitting there in the paddock, the pony, gave me a little nip on my left knee. The other horses then came over, sort of crowded. There's a lot of horse happening, a lot of energy. The other one farted in our faces, like it was really gross. Session completed, and I moved through the things and, sort of unpacking all of that, even to this day, because there's so much wisdom in there. So the other nugget that I can recall that I want to talk about is not only the fact of, like, if you're going through something, it's okay if you're just going through it without trying to change it or bypass it or stuff it down or make it go away, right? It's okay. The other thing is, my decision from that is, I don't just want to learn through pain. Right. In this case, it was like physical pain, because I felt the sting of the pony's teeth on my knee, and it hurt. And I was like, fuck, I don't want to learn through pain anymore. And it took me a while until later to realize, okay, so if I don't want to learn through pain anymore, how do I want to learn? And embracing this idea of giving yourself permission to learn through all the emotions. Because, of course, I started going down the path of, well, of course, I want to just learn through love and joy. But we know life is not just rainbows and unicorns, right? It's not. Life is challenging sometimes, especially lately. There's a lot of intensity, a lot of all kinds of things. And so do you give yourself permission to learn from all the emotions without invalidating what you're dealing with in any set of circumstances? And how do you do that? How do you not invalidate yourself or someone else? Well, the easiest way is to witness yourself, or witness the person, right? Hold space for yourself. And that means basically whatever it is that you're going through, you see yourself in it as it's happening. It doesn't mean you have to like it. I didn't like being bitten. I didn't like, ugly crying with snot and all of that stuff, sitting in front of my friend, losing my shit. It wasn't comfortable. I feel safe with this person, and so it was fine, but it was not comfortable. And so witnessing yourself, seeing yourself in whatever it is you're going through without trying to change it or sugarcoat it or think your way out of it, or God forbid, stuff it back down. And then allow yourself not to look for the nugget, not to look for the learning right away. If you don't want to, you might want to, but maybe you don't. Maybe you get pissed off or angry, or you get so sad that you're like, fuck it, I don't even care. I don't even care what the learning is. Give yourself the grace to just see yourself in the experience with compassion and love. And if you can't quite reach compassion and love, well, then just neutrality is enough. Can you get to a neutral place within yourself, even as you're going through the rage, the grief, the sadness, or even joy? Sometimes it's really tough to even feel the happy, joyful moments. And I have a story about that too. That's a whole other episode where it's, we need to grow our capacity to feel joy and happiness just as much as capacity to feel the difficult emotions. When you do that, when you witness yourself, and that takes a little bit of management, that takes a little bit of thought management and practice, because your mind will want to jump in and tell you stories. That's just what the mind does. You know, it's brilliant for that. It takes practice, but when you do that, you give yourself the space to simply be, and you integrate your experience a lot quicker, and then the wisdom that, you know, that is in there is wrapped up in all of those emotions does come up. And sometimes you won't even be thinking about your experience. You'll be doing something else, and then a thought will pop in, and you're like, ah, gotcha. That's what that was about. That's what that was about. Kind of like for me, it was the, well, I don't just want to learn through pain. I know that I can't always learn through joy. Okay, I'm open to learning through all emotion and giving permission to myself. And also this deepens my capacity and ability as a practitioner, as a healer for my clients. You know, it's something that learning how to hold space, no matter what the person in front of you is experiencing, is also a skill. It takes practice and not jumping in and trying to fix or change. You know, that's a gift for someone else. And so there you go. Horse bite, pony bite story. Lots of learning in that. And I probably haven't even mined the depths of it, but that's okay, because I'm not angry about it. I'm obviously whatever the emotions were, have integrated, but I haven't fully consciously integrated all the wisdom from it, other than those two little bits, right? Of being open to learning through all experiences and all emotions, not just pain, and then not feeling the pressure, putting the pressure on yourself to dig out the learning right away. Allowing yourself to just be pissed off or just be sad or whatever, that actually makes the whole process go faster. All right. Have an amazing rest of your week. I will see you on the next episode. And if you're not part of my email list, I invite you to join sacredfame.com. Put your name and email in there, and I will be sending out all my soul wisdom every week. And I look forward to seeing you there. Talk to you soon.